with this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, August 16th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Last year in 2022, the Hinton football team made a return trip to the playoffs for the first time since 2018. They were also the only Class A football team to go on the road in the round of 32 and win their playoff game. Now, the Blackhawks are back up a class in Class 1A for the first time since 2017. Hinton head coach Kadrian Harderson says last year's success is upping this team's confidence level heading into a new adventure.
We kind of, up the standard. And we talked a lot about this year, too. You know, you're moving up a class. Hey, you're playing the West Sioux of the world, the OABCIGs of the world. I mean, these are tradition-rich powerhouses. You have to up your standard. What was good enough in Class A is no longer good enough. And you got to find a way to be better every single day. So I think they've really taken that to heart. And I think a lot of the seniors have kind of pushed that on the younger guys as well.
But the Blackhawks lose many top contributors off last year's team that finished 6-4. Coach Harderson says that has opened up the eyes of the next group of guys to the opportunity in front of them to take over some of those key roles.
We sat down and we looked at all the numbers and all the production and where do we lose, and it's, you know what, okay, this is going to be a tall mountain we're going to have to climb here. And we were honest with the kids about that as well. And I think a lot of them kind of took that to heart and said, you know what, I've just kind of been skating through and existing, but I really have to become the man. And I've seen a lot of that, especially out of the senior class, of guys just stepping up and saying, this position is mine now.
One of those key roles that Hinton loses is at running back, where Beau DeRocher ran scorched earth most nights for the Blackhawks last year. DeRocher ran for over 1,400 yards and 18 touchdowns last year, leading the offense. Garrett Lindley was the next man up, running the ball for 339 yards and 3 touchdowns a year ago. Coach Harderson says Lindley has gotten stronger and hopes to up those numbers more and more this year.
You know, Beau DeRocher was a tremendous talent. He's not coming back, and we need to replace that. And, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, I think Garrett Lindley has really taken that mantle and said, okay, it's my turn. I'm going to be the man. You know, as a senior, he has really dedicated himself to the weight room. He looks different, he runs different, and he hits different. And so that's been a really good thing to see.
And thankfully, he'll get to run behind an offensive line that graduates just one piece off last year's team. Coach Harderson says the group coming back is not the biggest by any means, but they're athletic, and they'll need to find ways to utilize that in their blocking schemes.
The guys we have coming back, you know, it is big, but they aren't big. It's a lot of athletic guys, which is kind of different than what we've had in the past. Guys that can get out and run, you know, you look at the top five speed guys on our team, and three of them play offensive line. And that, you know, as a coach, that's fun. It allows you to put in a lot of different schemes to kind of utilize that strength and get them on the move a little bit. But it is going to be, it's going to be a huge part of what we do.
On the defensive side of the ball, the Blackhawks lose their top tackler, their leader in sacks, and their leading defensive back in interceptions from last year. And this comes off a defense who held just three teams under 22 points in a game. Coach Harderson says he's seeing some improved confidence on the defensive side of the ball.
On the defensive side of the ball, a lot less tentative than I've seen in the past. You know, oftentimes with high school kids, you put those pads on for the first time and they're kind of unsure. And I think even from day one, you know, we threw the shells on, guys were eager to hit. And that's the number one trait you got to have if you're going to be good at defense. So yeah, that's been a real positive, I would say, through the first week.
And a lot of that improved confidence is shown in the linebackers that the Blackhawks are going to be running out every night. Coach Harderson says linebackers like Carson Ludwig are going to be relied on to lead the way on defense.
Looking at the linebackers, man, they're just runners and hitters. Guys like Carson Ludwig, who had a little taste of playing time last year, and he's going to have to be huge for us this year, stepping in and playing some linebacker. Now, he has really taken the bull by the horns, and he is really kind of changed that linebacker room a little bit and the aggressive style with which they play.
Hinton opens up with a long-standing rivalry against Galen Catholic, who's no longer in their district with the class jump for Hinton. Coach Harderson knows the Blackhawks will need to have their A game right away for week one to open the season.
We're really going to have to be sound on the defensive side of the ball. And offensively, you know, we're going to have to be tougher and nastier than we've ever been because they play tough and nasty. So it'll be a good game. It'll be a good fight. We're looking forward to it. But, yeah, it'll be a fun way to start the year.
And kickoff for the Blackhawks is less than 10 days away, August 25th at Jim Lorenzen Field in Lamar's against the Jays of Galen Catholic. You can listen to our full interview with Hinton head football coach Kadrian Harderson by logging on to our website, KLAM1410.com, or tuning in to a special season opening edition of the KLAM Coach's Corner Saturday morning at 8:05. We're going to have all seven, our plan is to have all seven area football coaches on to preview the season in a special hour and a half long edition of the KLAM Coaches Corner that can be heard right here Saturday morning at 8:05 on KLAM Radio. Let's take a look at the KLAM sports scores and results page really quickly. Just one Missouri River Conference golf triangular yesterday. Did not involve Lamar's, but Bishop Heelan did win the triangular with Sergeant Bluff Luton, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln scoring a 315. Sergeant Bluff Luton was second with a 324, and Abe Lincoln shot a 419. They finished in third in MRAC golf in Council Bluffs yesterday. And on the sports schedule for today, Missouri River Conference golf continues as Council Bluffs' Tavis Jefferson is at Sioux City East. And after today, everybody will have one competition in Missouri River Conference golf in the 2023 season. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLAM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLAM Sports on Twitter. Our football season previews are going to continue all the way up till Friday night next week, week one of the high school football season, just a few days away. And KLAM is your home to get you ready for high school football in Plymouth County. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.